Hello, and welcome back to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Us dyslexics, staying organized and being clean. Okay, I have two teenagers, 16, almost 17, and a 13, almost 14-year-old dyslexic teenagers. And this sounds bad, but I feel like I'm going crazy repeating myself, and they've had the same chores since they were little. Like, nothing has really changed except for the house. We don't all of a sudden enjoy having dirty dishes or things that are out of place. Since they were little, I would say things like, okay, make sure you put it back in its home. Like, everything has a home. For me, I really need to keep things clean and organized because I get really overwhelmed when they are kind of not put together. When the house is like not put together, I just start getting very overwhelmed. And I will end up just putting this wall up, and I just have this trouble like, okay, I'm going to tackle this. It's almost so overwhelming. So just for me and my dyslexia and ADHD, I need to have things organized and everything needs its home. So even the closets need to stay organized because when they're not, I get so overwhelmed when I go look for something and something's out of place. So I am trying to instill this into my children so that way when they are older, they don't have those issues. Plus, I mean, you have to learn how to clean. So last week, I spent 3 days deep cleaning, organizing, decluttering, and putting their rooms together because I just could not stand it anymore. We've lived here at our little homestead for about a year and a half, and I usually put their rooms together every time we move. We have moved a lot, and so I usually will put their rooms together, get it clean, organizing, and just have it ready to go when we move into a place. But this last move, I kind of just threw everything in their rooms and was like, okay, you got this. You're teenagers. You can unpack and get your rooms together and it'll be great. Except for it wasn't. And over the last year and a half, I'd go upstairs and be like, okay, let's get your rooms together. And they'd be up there for like hours. And I'd be like, why have you not done anything? And it's like, I think they were just so overwhelmed and they just had troubles. Like, okay, I don't know where to put anything. I don't know what to get rid of. Like, it's just so overwhelming. And for whatever reason, they just could not get it done. I would even suggest, hey, let's do it in chunks. Go get all of your Legos and let's put them here. Or let's get all of your books and put them on this bookshelf. Or even, hey, I'm going to do laundry. Go get me all of the laundry. And I would go upstairs to see how they did, and there'd be random clothes just laying everywhere. I'd be like, did you not see that? Like, pick that up. Like, this is dirty laundry. And they, oh, I didn't even see it. So it's a little frustrating because it's like, open your eyes, right? Like, why are you not doing this? So I know it's frustrated for them too, especially when I go back behind them and say, hey, you didn't do X, Y, and Z. Why not? And it's just a little overwhelming. And of course, I don't want to necessarily put so much negativity on them because I think it's something like over 100,000 negative words will be told to a dyslexic than an average person. And I could be really low on those numbers. It may be closer to, you know, 1 million. But the reality is dyslexics get told so much more than others. You know, you're not doing it right, that's wrong, or that's bad, etc. So I tried to be more patient and have a little bit more positive affirmation and use positive words just because I already know that they're hearing it so much more. And we homeschool, they are, you know, protected a little bit in some sense, but at the same time, like when my son goes to work, he hears it a lot and they're very patient with him. And they're going to hear it through different places, like whenever they go somewhere, take classes or something. And I also know that it's not necessarily, those negative words are not exempt just for school. Like, I know they have been told know by friends, and or not necessarily know, but more of a you're not doing it right, you're not understanding, or you know, that's dumb, or whatever that is. So just kind of putting those barrier ups and being sure that they understand, hey, this is not okay. Like just trying to protect them and giving them positive affirmation, because they need to be uplifted so that they can build their self-confidence. Dyslexics tend to have low self-confidence, and it's because just it's constantly negative. And dyslexics tend to have difficulty with remembering directions and sequential tasks. So while I had to repeat myself about keeping the kitchen drawers clean, they keep forgetting. Like, I don't know how they forget, but they do. And they're like, oh, I don't know why I forget that. It's very interesting, the things that they do forget and the things that they remember. The other thing when it comes to cleaning is time management. And this is a big factor in getting a big mess cleaned up, because, you know, time goes faster than we think. We just kind of lose time. And that is something I definitely struggle with. I have very bad time management issues. I'm like always the late one. and I'm always like, oh, wow, I thought this was going to take an hour. And I'm like at 5 or 6 hours. So I know I struggle with that. And I know my kids definitely struggle with that as well. And that's just something that you have to be aware of and set like realistic expectations. And I think that with dyslexics and people with ADHD, it does kind of take longer to do a task, especially in school. But even when it comes like, okay, let's organize this, I think it can take longer if that's just not a skill that's developed. And dyslexics really tend to be free thinkers and get easily distracted. And this is true when it comes to cleaning their room. I was organizing my son's Lego bin when he came up to ask me a question. And before I knew it, he was telling me about which bricks went to what set, when he got it, and all about this brick. For over an hour that went by, he was just telling me about these bricks, where he got it. Like, he would like remember, like, oh, I got this with my Nana on this birthday, which was like 10 years ago. It went to the Iron Man set. And it's like this tiny little brick. And I'm like, how are you remembering this? And so it's interesting, because I'm like, you remember all of this, but yet you cannot remember that the kitchen drawer needs to stay organized. Like, it's just very, very interesting how our brains kind of work. So if I was not there, he would not have had the ability to organize them, because he was both remembering the information about it and where he got it and his love of Legos and the building. So it was pretty amazing to see, because, again, he cannot remember what he did yesterday or what he ate last night for dinner. But yet, all of a sudden, he is like this personal historian over this tiny little brick. And that just is how dyslexics work. That's just one of the traits that some dyslexics have, is like they're the personal historian. They remember things from a long time ago. And my daughter is the same way. So that really comes down to the other issue. When we clean, we tend to be perfectionist. And when it is not completed the way we want, then we get frustrated. Then comes our low self-esteem, and we just prefer not even to continue the task, because we're just so frustrated at that point and we just hit that wall. So it's easier just to like ignore it than to really work on it. But I will say, though, my daughter's clothing was spot on. Like, she had all of her drawers like Marie Kondo'd by collar, and her closet was like collar coordinated, and everything was like in a perfect place. But the rest of her room, well, it was a disaster. She would just say, I just get overwhelmed. I can't do it. I just get so overwhelmed. I just hit this wall and I can't get past it. And don't get me wrong, I hit that same wall several times when I was doing their rooms. So I totally get it. To help them stay organized, I added some functional things, like making sure their essential oils were right next to their diffuser. Instead of hiding them away where they'd forget about it and get more, I just have it together. I put similar books together and all of the art supplies in one box that is easy to get to. We also got rid of a lot of things that they don't use anymore. So this was hard for them, because we tend to be a little bit of a hoarder. The memories that come from the items can be easily remembered by us dyslexics, like my son did with his Lego. So a lot of times it's like, okay, I don't want to get rid of this one thing because I remember all of this information that happened, and that information is good and makes me happy, and I don't want to forget the memory. My dad is the same way. It definitely is a family trait, but it's important to be sure that we help them understand that you can still have that memory. It's going to be there, and we don't need this item, especially if it's broke, and we need to like let things go, because reality is like too many things are also bad for dyslexics and people with ADHD, because it becomes too much, and then there goes the wall, because we can't figure out how to contain it all. And another reason why things are hard to get rid of is that we see the ability for it to be used in various ways. I can see something broken and think of 10 ways to use it and add it to various projects. I used to think I was not creative because I can't really draw or paint, but the reality is that art and drawing is just one way to be creative. I like to make things from scrap and to be creative in various projects. I like to hodgepodge stuff, and it's very fun for me. So letting go of things can be hard for a lot of reasons. And with all the clutter one can collect, that's definitely overwhelming. But luckily, when I get in the mood and I put my mind to it, I can do a lot with cleaning and organizing. I actually love cleaning and organizing. I actually had a cleaning business and organizing business for years, and I definitely find it easier to do other people's houses because it's not mine. So I can organize someone's house, I can clean it, like, you know, it's not that hard, it's not that difficult, because it's somebody else's duty to like keep it that way, and it's someone else's duty to figure out what they want to keep and what they want to get rid of. It's not necessarily a personal matter. So after those 3 days, I really got rid of a lot of things. I think we got rid of like 3 trash bags and like 3 or 4 bags of stuff that went to charity. And I was able to get rid of 2 bins that they had up in their rooms that was still just not unpacked. We were able to make space and to organize everything. And it was really good to see, because now they are very, very thankful, and they feel that they're sleeping better and they're happy to go into their room. They're not feeling overwhelmed and stressed out. So this is like the very first time we've ever had this big of an issue of them keeping their rooms clean. We've never really had that issue before, and I think it really was because I thought, oh, you're teenagers, now you can just do everything, and here's a bunch of boxes and bins, and, you know, figure it out. So to help them continue to stay this way, we're going to continue to do weekly inspections, and just be sure that anytime we bring something new in, that it does have a home. My daughter has so many clothes. She kept saying she didn't have clothes that fit her, and I think one of the reasons why was because she would have like piles of clothes under stuff, and she would forget that she had them. So now that everything is nice and organized, she can see it and keep it nice and clean and organized, that's not going to be an issue anymore. And I'm not going to be wasting money on things that we don't need. I really felt like every other week we were going to the thrift store to buy her new clothes. Like, we shop a lot at thrift stores to save money, but also because it's environmental friendly. Plus, they're teenagers, and, you know, they outgrow things a little bit faster than I would. So while many people think that dyslexia is only a struggle with reading or with letters, the reality is it really does affect all parts of our lives. Join me for future shows by subscribing to my podcast. I really appreciate your support. I will share some of our favorite products as a homeschool family in the future episodes. And I also have some tips and tricks on how to save money as a family that tries to live a holistic life that is centered around being a family on a homestead, homeschooling, and living on one paycheck. So please subscribe to my podcast so you will get updates on our future episodes. And as always, head over to Not Bound Living to get more information and resources. I'm going to continue to work on those as we are starting to all feel much better and have a little bit more time and energy devoted to it. Thank you again for your support and your time. Have a good day.